Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because, as you know, it means what it usually means. WAMC's very own Ian Pickus gets to ask me some questions this week. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. Friday night, can't beat it. But before we do this week's show, please clear up the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase broken heart. Add a letter, and you can spell 2 6-letter words that each mean to annoy. What are the words? Well, if you add an L, you can rearrange those letters to spell bother and rankle.
Well, I hope to do neither today.
I have a feeling you will.
Okay, Mike. On this date in 2003, Real Time with Bill Maher debuted on HBO. Following his ouster from ABC and his show Politically Incorrect, Real Time has now aired more than 500 episodes. In honor of today's anniversary, all of the answers will contain either real or time.
Okay.
Let's see how closely you were paying attention 2 weeks ago. The only nominee for Best Picture at this year's Academy Awards that fits the category.
So that would be, is it the longest title also? Is that Once Upon a Time ... in Hollywood?
It is, and you even got the ellipsis, although apparently that ellipsis has been in different places in the title. And as a bonus fact, this was Quentin Tarantino's 10th film as a director and the third time he was up for Best Director, which he has yet to win. What MTV series began in New York City with 13 episodes in 1992 and was still chugging along in Atlanta for the first time in 2019?
This is another one of those shows that I'm not surprised it's still on, but I'm kind of surprised it's still on. You are talking about The Real World.
You're right, and similar to question number one, there have been 33 seasons of The Real World, but for 4 seasons, between 2014 and 2017, they dropped the, and it was simply Real World. Number 3. Britney Spears has topped the Billboard Top 100 charts 6 times over her career, as late as 2011 with I Wanna Go. What was her first number 1 hit way back in 1999?
Seems like the other theme to this week is every answer has an ellipsis in it. It's ... baby one more time.
You even got the punctuation right.
Look, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's punctuation.
That was, of course, the name of her debut album, which went 14 times platinum. Okay, number 4. What is the name of the team founded back in 1902 that plays its home matches about 5 miles from the Prado and features defensive captain Sergio Ramos?
Tricking me here with pronunciation shenanigans. It's Real Madrid.
Right. You didn't fall for the trick. And finally, let's stick with Spanish. Published 18 years after 100 Years of Solitude, what's the name of the Gabriel Garcia Marquez book that features, in part, a character named Dr. Urbino and his efforts to eradicate disease?
Another book that is probably somewhere on my list of books I should get around to reading at some point, that is Love in the Time of Cholera.
Nicely done. Well, Mike Nothnagel had a time of it today. He played real good. How about you? Quiz at WAMC.org.
And if you have some extra time and want some real good questions beyond these, you can head on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions to check out these questions again if you really like them, or the extra credit questions that Ian has waiting for us, or even this challenge.
Start with the name of a company much in the news this year. Remove 2 letters, also often mentioned in the news, and you can spell the name of a former country. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then, for real.